Web censor system hits protest firewall. The government yesterday calmed fears civil rights would be threatened if it adopts a tighter monitoring system to counter anti-monarchy messages on the internet. The proposed procurement of a lawful interception system, estimated at 400 million baht, was unveiled yesterday during a press briefing by a government panel to crack down on Lay's Majesty on the internet. The panel was headed by Deputy Prime Minister Chalum Yubamrung. Police Colonel Siripong Dimula, Deputy Commander of Technology Crime Suppression Division, assured that the LI system would not be used extensively, but would be allowed by a court order. To curb anxiety, I'd like to stress that the system must be applied under the law, which means it must be approved by a court, so there's no need to fear violations of rights, he said. Mr. Chalum said Wednesday the procurement of the LI system was proof that the government and his committee were taking the issue seriously. He said police and the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology would have to integrate their work. The proposed procurement was approved in principle by Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat, he said. Mr. Chalum says he believes the LI system was worth the money. The plan drew criticism from Democrat MP for Songkhla, Sirichok Sopa, who lambasted the ICT ministry for failing to enforce the Computer Crime Act and block unlawful or inappropriate content. The problem is not with the tool, but the ICT ministry, he said. He also called on Mr. Chalum and ICT Minister Anudit Nakontap to conduct more research into network security. Warin Tiemcharat, advisor to the Senate Committee on Human Rights and Consumer Protection, voiced disagreement with the proposed procurement of the LI system. He said that a clear policy and political will are effective enough in cracking down on inappropriate websites. However, Mr. Warin said that using the device to intercept communications deemed offensive to the monarchy was not illegal. Meanwhile, the Lawyers' Council of Thailand yesterday called for the establishment of a special unit to monitor and take action against internet content deemed insulting to the monarchy. The council also said wrongdoers should be separated into two groups, those with an intent to topple the monarchy and those who act with ignorance. The former should be prosecuted according to the law, while the latter encouraged to have a better understanding.